Shana Tova, everyone. Happy New Year. It's a treat and an honor and a privilege to be with you all. I was thinking today, last year at this time, I was in Cape Town, South Africa, so this is a big change. The moon is the other way, and I'm really humbled and just overjoyed to be with you. Those of you I haven't met, I look forward to meeting you. I saw some of you whisper to each other, "Who's she? Who's she?" I'm Rabbi Allison Solomon, and thank you, Rabbi Burke and Rabbi Cantor Bernstein and Mitch and all of you for the honor to be here. According to our tradition, Rosh Hashanah has several names. Rosh Hashanah is part of what we call Yamim Noraim, the days of awe, and yet tonight, some of us in this sanctuary sit with heavy hearts, and awe is nowhere in sight. Our year has been one of struggle and pain. Perhaps you've lost someone you love or let go of a hope that you just couldn't hold on to any longer, a hope that your marriage would come back to life, a hope that your job would take on more meaning or your kids would somehow want a relationship again. Perhaps you're saying to yourself or your neighbor at this moment, "You want me to experience awe, Rabbi? Good luck, maybe next year." Rosh Hashanah is called the birthday of the world, Yom Harat HaOlam, and yet maybe you feel far from the idea of birth, yet alone rebirth. Perhaps you're frustrated with your aging body or the aches and pains of your young body. Maybe you've parted ways with an old friend, lost contact with your sense of purpose, or deep in the throes of fertility treatments. You could be thinking to yourself, "Ha, she wants me to wish the world a happy birthday? No thanks." Rosh Hashanah is also called Yom Hadin, the Day of Judgment. This was the day when the creation was complete and God sealed the intention that this world should be ruled by justice and fairness. And yet, we read the news, and between the shootings and the politicized calls for intolerance and bigotry, justice feels far from our reach. Tonight, we settle in to Rosh Hashanah, and there are two critical names of this day that I want to focus our attention on: Yom HaZikaron and Yom Tru'ah. Yom HaZikaron literally means the day of remembrance. On Rosh Hashanah, our tradition prods us to remember our way, our place in the world, and take our seat in this room, get present to what's going on in our hearts and our lives. Tonight begins our soul retreat, our 10-day retreat. Yes, we brought Esalen to you, minus the baths. On this Yom HaZikaron, this day of remembrance, we tune back in to who we are. Today, our tradition says that Sarah was visited by God. Adonai pakad et Sarah. And the impossible was announced, that she and Avraham would have a child in their senior years. What did Sarah do when she heard that at age 90 she would have a child? Vatomer Sarah, Tzachok asali Elohim. She said, "God caused me to laugh." And so she named her son Yitzchak, laughter. So what is it that you would want to remember this Rosh Hashanah? What inside of you is yet to be born? Whether you're 9 or 19 or 59 or 99, what would take your breath away? What would cause you to laugh? Because, after all, how can a 60-year-old go back to graduate school, or a young woman buy her first house, or a senior take herself skydiving for her birthday? This name, Yom HaZikaron, challenges us to reconnect to the larger story of what's possible for our lives. What is the life that yearns to be lived through you? This might not be easy or comfortable, but it's the path that creates life, the path that, looking back, we will be the proudest to remember and be remembered by. The second name for Rosh Hashanah I want to raise up is Yom Teruah, the Day of the Blast. Tomorrow is the launch of our shofar blowing. Over the holiday, we will blast it, according to tradition, 100 times. Rav Sadia Gaon said that there are 10 reasons we blast shofar. I won't list all 10, don't worry. But I'm struck that these 10 elements tie strongly to this idea of remembering. They remind us of creation and the day the world was born, God's coronation as sovereign, the call for tshuva, repentance, and changing our ways. We remember the binding of Yitzchak, that same laughter-named boy, and the call for the future gathering of our people. The shofar is our call to come home. This name, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, is the one that personally calls to me this year. Rabbi Arthur Green, beloved founder of my rabbinical school in Boston, writes about the shofar in his book, Seek My Face, Speak My Name. He says, the dream of restored wholeness on any level, personally, family, nation, this dream of restored wholeness is sounded out dramatically by the shofar blast, the central symbolic expression of tshuva and this season. The shofar, he says, represents prayer beyond words, an intensity of longing that can be articulated in a wordless shout. But the order of the sounds, according to an interpretation, contain a message that is quite explicit. Each series of shofar blasts begins with tekia, a whole sound. It is followed by shivarim, a tripartite broken sound, whose very name means breakings. Tekia, I started off whole, the shofar says. Shivarim, I became broken, she continues. Then follows Teruah, a staccato series of blast fragments saying, I was entirely smashed to bits. Each series, Rabbi Green points out, has to end with a new tekia. I started off whole. Over these next 10 days, we will hopefully, if we are willing to get quiet inside, we will hear how we started off whole again. How each of us are an olam katan, a small yet complete perfect world created in God's image to be agents for good in the world. So in my mind, this is our first project, connecting with how we came into this world as whole and complete, fingers and toes, hearts and bones, we arrived born through love to love. And then throughout our lives, perhaps this year especially, many of us have become broken. Audre Lorde, one of my heroes, a poet, civil rights, New York activist, and feminist, famously wrote that the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. Meaning to me, my stubbornness cannot resolve my stubbornness. My entrenched desire to be right cannot resolve my pushiness or lack of consideration for others. Audre Lorde lived for 14 years after being diagnosed with cancer, first breast and then liver cancer. And in her book, Sister Outsider, she writes, in becoming forcibly and essentially aware of my mortality and of what I wanted for my life, however short it might be, priorities and omissions became strongly etched in merciless light. And what I most regretted were my silences. She continues, of what had I ever been afraid? To ask or to speak as she believed she could have meant pain or death. But we all hurt in so many different ways all the time. And the pain will either change or end. Here, Lorde instructs us on how we might move from our brokenness to becoming agents of our own wholeness and the wholeness of those around us. She summons each of us. As I began, she writes, to recognize a source of power within myself that comes from the knowledge that while it is most desirable not to be afraid, learning to put fear into perspective gave me great strength. So how do we find the strength? How do we recognize the source of power within us? Here comes the reason why it's so important that each one of you are here and why I'm so happy to be here with you. During these 10 days, we lean on and into each other. We find out who's in this room and what burden we each are carrying in our hearts. We ask people, what are you carrying this year? What are you ready to set down and let go of? I'm reminded of God's first question to Adam in the garden, Ayeka, where are you? Of course God knows where Adam is. God created Adam in the garden. According to Midrash, Adam replies to God directly, of course. Don't you love this about being Jewish? We just reply directly to God. I heard the sound of you, God, in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and so I hid. Rabbi Rami Shapiro calls this the ultimate spiritual challenge. Can we each step out of hiding? Most of us imagine we must change before we come out of hiding. We must have all the answers and have it all together before we can respond to God. In fact, this is where our tradition steps distinctly in. We don't do life alone. We may live as if, but nope. God put us here, and this is the garden. And we are here to ask each other, Ayeka, where are you? And then I join Audre Lorde in talking to each of us. She says, for every real word spoken, for every attempt I've ever made to speak those truths for which I am still seeking, I have made contact with others, other seekers of truth and kindness. These seekers, their stories, your truths, give us each the strength to speak. We can only overcome our silence, our brokenness, and our pain by imitating God. God created the world through words. We've got to speak. We've got to name. We've got to ask ourselves and each other, Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Ayeka, Ayeka, Ayeka. And then really listen. Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, is the day of the primal call. Tomorrow, the sounds of the shofar will ring around us and through us. We are empty vessels with lots of holes and openings. Nothing happens in us or through us without spirit. Spirit speaks through us. Breathes through us, lives through us. We are God's shofarot. And it's time to blast off. It's time to sound out and let her rip. Yes, it is risky, risky business. Death, on the other hand, Audre writes, is the final silence. And whether we like it or not, we are not there yet. We are here, living and breathing. And the only question remains after the Tikiah, the Shvarim, and the Truah, will we bravely hear that new Tikiah? My blessing for each of us is that we may hear this strong and resounding call for wholeness, a wholeness that launches us into a new year, worthy of love and loving, and worthy of goodness and justice. And may our response to God and to each other's Ayekah. Be bold. Bold and worthy of new beginnings, new blessings, and new peace. Shana Tova.